will you guys be the gatekeepers at my party?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, good. No Jeff.
Yeah. No Jeff. Jeff is on the do not invite list.
I hope he shows up so we can kick him out, though.
I know.
That'd be cool.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Millennial TV. This is Adrian,
Candace,
and Liz.
And we will be recapping Season 2, Episode 11, Don't Hate the Game. We love hearing from you guys, and we're so glad you guys enjoyed last week's episode. So please continue to send us your feedback on Instagram, Reddit, or on our email, MillennialTV, that's MillennialTEAV, at gmail.com.
So before we get into pop culture news, though, I wanted to talk about the results of the poll that we put on Instagram of that hoodie that Kristen wore in last week's episode, that apparently pink-colored transparent hoodie. Although I'm going to say the poll was pretty close. Okay.
I think it was.
It ended up being like 56-44, so I'm going to say it's still kind of orange to me.
No, it's pink. I was so happy, and I didn't even vote.
I didn't either.
I definitely did.
Yeah, I know. I saw you. I'm like, I see you, Adrian. I see you. I didn't even vote. It was pink. It was a freaking pink.
Oh my God.
Sheer sweatshirt.
We are going to repost this when Alex wears it on that future episode. Because it's going to be orange there, okay?
Yeah, when it comes back. Because my opinion changed of it in that one. I thought it looked more orange when Alex wore it. So we'll see.
I think it looks more orange on her, but I still think it's a pink sweatshirt. Like, I could see why you would say it's orange when Alex wears it, but I don't at all when Kristen wears it. When Kristen wears it, it's straight up pink.
So interesting. So, yeah, we're going to pull you guys again, but fine, Candace, you win this time.
This is our version of the blue and black and gold and white dress. Like,
totally.
Yeah. This sheer sweatshirt.
Does someone own the sweater that we can, like, have it in person?
Yeah. You know, I had a sheer, like, it wasn't sheer, it was, like, fishnet kind of, but it was pink and orange ombre. So, like, you know, maybe, I don't know. It was a really cute shirt. It was one of my faves.
Do you still have it?
No, God, that was, like, middle school.
So let's segue into this week's pop culture news. This week, I wanted to talk about Abby and Brittany Hensel, who are 34-year-old conjoined twins that were featured on TLC specials that aired all the way back in 2006. So Abby and Brittany each have their own heart, stomach, spine, lungs, and spinal cord, but they each control an arm and leg on the same body. So news kind of came out about them last week because I think they've been doing some TikToks, and people found out that one of the twins, Abby, got married to a man named Josh Bowling, which got a lot of people talking about, like, the physiology of how it would be to be in a relationship with a pair of conjoined twins. And there was, like, a lot of gross conversation online. I don't know if you guys saw the social media about this. And I was just like, it's kind of inappropriate. So kind of want to stay away from that. But kind of just talk about Abby and Brittany, who perfectly crosses our love of pop culture and also TLC.
I just want to say, though, like, about that.
Yes.
I feel like it just needs to be said that, like, whatever anybody does in the bedroom, that's their business. Like,
exactly.
Stay out of that.
Yes.
And
it's
so gross and weird. Like, I know people are just naturally curious, but, like, just, it's so weird. And, like, maybe they don't do anything at all. Maybe that's their decision. Maybe that's how they do things. Maybe that's, you know, love does not have to be about sex. Maybe, hey, whatever. Whatever happens, just leave it alone. You know, you're lucky that they shared their lives with you at all.
Totally.
Don't overstep. Don't overstep.
Totally. And I know it's the internet, but for people to be, like, making videos with, like, attaching their faces and talking about it, I'm like, ew. Like, I feel weird just, like, if I would post something about it.
Be curious all day about it. Talk to your significant other about it. Be curious. Yes. I don't care. But don't go on the internet.
Yeah.
And don't talk shit, basically.
Yeah.
So they're both actually teachers now, and they teach elementary school, and I heard that they actually share a paycheck because they're doing one person's job, which sucks.
but they had to pay two college tuitions.
Hold on. So they paid one tuition fee, but two registration fees.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is like, why did you guys make them do that? But
I thought they paid like two separate everything.
I heard it was the same tuition, but two registration fees.
Huh.
That's interesting.
How did they differentiate that? I don't freaking know. But do you guys remember them or watch them on TLC back in the day when they were like learning how to drive?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
I watched all of those, yeah.
They were on like Oprah too, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
I definitely remember them, and I definitely had the same, like, you're just naturally curious. Mm-hmm. You're like, how do they live? Like, how do they?
Yeah.
But they have a very normal life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like super interesting because, you know, when you have, you know, you're having a baby, they tell you it's conjoined twins, and you're like, what do I do? You know what I mean? Like, do I separate? Do I whatever? And then sometimes you can't. And I think that was the case with Abby and Brittany. Mm-hmm.
One of them would have died. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, how do you make that choice? You know? Mm-hmm. Because they're fully two people.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just like, you know, so like, I mean, that's crazy. I'm like so impressed by them, mm-hmm. That they have this like completely normal life. And imagine being stuck with your sister 24/7.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I mean, it's all they've ever known. So right. They don't know anything different. But I just think about that a lot. And I'm like, oh, God. I don't know if I could do it. Like, I love her, but I just, we're very different people.
It's like not having the ability to have any separation.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And like, do you have to do the same things? Like, because they share like hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. So like, if one's like reading and you're like holding the book, like it's just all right. Very interesting. Like, do you have to watch the same TV shows? Do you have to, like, does one person love The Office and the other one hates it and they have to sit through it? Like, you know?
Yeah. I think that's what people forget is that they share body parts, but they have two separate brains. So
mm-hmm.
What if they get an argument? I'm sure they get in arguments, but yeah, it's so interesting.
I read that they often eat two different meals, but sometimes they'll just eat one because it's easier.
Like one will eat and the other won't? Or they're both eat the
like
same
thing? Like
off
of the same plate.
Okay, gotcha.
Like they'll eat the same thing.
Because they have two separate stomachs, right?
Yeah, and they have two separate mouths and everything. Right. But like, it's their hands? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like maybe it's just easier to like eat. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
That like sometimes they'll order something different at restaurants, but most of the time they just share one thing.
That's so interesting.
I would like to know how she met the husband. Like, aside from all of, like, the, you know, weird sex stuff, it's like, I just am curious of how they met and then how that, like, relationship formed. Like, did he have to have a relationship with the sister as well, as far as, like, they have to like each other,
and
you know?
Your sister's going on all your dates.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I just wonder how that initially went with, like, first date and first kiss and stuff like that, you know? It's just really interesting to think about.
See, for me, I always thought that it would make more sense if they found a guy that loved them both. And I know that that sounds like insane. They're two different people. But like, I just think that that would make the most sense for them in this situation. But I mean, if they can make this work, my worry is that Abby and Josh will be together and then Brittany is going to have a hard time finding.
Yeah, what if she meets a guy that she wants to marry too? How's that going to
work?
And
like, are they moving in together? Like, what's...
I would assume so,
yeah. I would think so too.
Well, but then, like, Brittany's just like, I don't know.
But maybe they have, like, such a close bond and just such an understanding of always, like, being there. Like, I don't... It's not something I feel like we can understand, you know?
No. Not at all. Yeah.
But it's just so interesting.
We'll never understand.
I feel like not a lot of conjoined twins even, like, live, right? Like, past when they're born.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of amazing that they've been able to go on, drive, like, have a career, get married. Like, it's awesome.
It is awesome.
It is super awesome. I'm endlessly impressed with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very, like, I would love to, like, pick their brains a little bit and just like be like, how do you like do all of this? Like it's so interesting. It's beyond twins, you know?
Totally.
Yeah.
Hopefully TLC does some kind of like update so we can see a little bit more of their lives today, because they haven't done one on them in like quite a while. But we hope to see Abby and Brittany on TLC soon.
So on this week's episode, Kristen recaps her weekend in San Francisco and says that her weekend with Steven was a disaster because he still treated her like his girlfriend. Oh, and apparently Jessica had moved on from Jason after Cabo and was now after some guy named Jeff. Apparently he's a good guy, but Not after what we see him doing with Kristen at their raging fiesta. And this is paired, by the way, with clips of Kristen looking so out of it and biting Jeff's elbow.
I know, but the little clips that they showed of Jessica and Jeff were so cute in the one little scene. And then I'm like, how sad. It's all going to get ruined at the fiesta. Yeah.
I was more enraged by Kristen's little scenes with Jeff.
Yeah, and she's like, I just want Jessica to be happy. I'm like, uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
Then in the first scene, we see Alex H. and Jessica at the beach talking about how much Jessica likes Jeff. She says she's doing so good with him, which to her literally means he's calling her every day, unlike Jason.
So cute, though. She's like, I'm doing so good. She's so cute about it. Like, it's definitely a rebound, but it's like a happy rebound. Like, we're happy. We're happy. Like, Jessica looks good. She looks happy. Yeah. She looks healthy. She looks like she's not going to hook up with Jason anymore. Like, yeah. I mean, right. Like, you know, if you know, then you know. But it looks that way, which is really exciting.
She looks like she's really into Jeff. Yeah.
Yeah.
They talk about the saying, don't hate the game, hate the player, which is hilarious because the saying is literally, don't hate the player, hate the game. And they talk about how much they hate the game because they don't know how to play the game. And it's ironic because their best friend Kristen is literally the queen of playing the game with the boys. And I'm sure they look to her for tips and tricks, but it's so true. I feel like you're either good at it or you're not. And it's something really hard to learn. Are you guys good at playing the game?
I'm Jessica. What do you think?
Are you Jessica with Dieter or are you Jessica with Jason?
Both. In different times of my life. Like, I could not play the game to save my life. And when I tried to play the game, it never worked because as soon as the guy, like, showed a little bit of interest, I'm like, oh my God, I love you. So, I know. It didn't. So, and then they're like, wait, this is not, like, what I asked for. So, whatever. I just have to say, though, this don't hate the game, hate the player scene drives me insane every single time that I watch it. I want to jump through the screen and tell them, no, 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 that doesn't make any sense.
And they both, like, validate each other. They, like,
yeah.
Look,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's
don't
right.
Don't hate the player, hate the game, right? They're like, yeah.
No, I think it's don't hate the game, hate the player. And I literally, like, I remember the first time watching that being like, no, so wrong.
Yeah, it makes, like, no sense.
So wrong. Like,
watching this the first time was my first time ever hearing this saying. So poor me, who had to go through I don't know how long thinking that don't hate the game, hate the player was the real saying.
Were you walking around saying that?
Probably. And then I think years later I Googled it and I was like, what?
I'm crying for you. That's terrible. That's hilarious. Liz, were you an Alex H or were you a Jessica or were you a Kristen?
Oh, gosh.
Could you play the game?
I was not a Kristen. I don't know. I was probably more of a Jessica, you know, just with, like, getting really serious, in quotes, I say, with, like, high school boyfriends and stuff like that.
Yeah, you had serious boyfriends, didn't you?
I did. Like, yeah. Yeah. Yep. And then I dated a bunch of losers until I started dating Kyle, so.
You would have been, like, one of the girls that I had, like, such jealousy over because you, like, found a guy.
I had a boyfriend.
Yeah, you had a boyfriend who, like, stayed with you for, like, more than 5 minutes, and, like, I would have been so jealous of you. I was so jealous of those girls. I, like, didn't understand how they did it because my boyfriends left me after, like, 2 weeks. Like, and all I wanted was just a sweet high school, like, romance.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Didn't happen for me.
Yeah, I had a boyfriend almost my entire senior year of high school. And then we tried to stay together when I moved to San Diego. And that obviously did not work out. Like, it ended very quickly. So, but again, I was, like, devastated because in my head, I'm like, I'm going to marry this guy, you know, which is ridiculous. So thank God I did not marry him.
And now we have a Prince Charming.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. I love love.
And then the first scene after the song, we see Alex H. and Kristen setting up for their fiesta at Alex H.'s house. They hang decorations and even hang a piñata on the deck. And I gotta call out, Alex is in this bright green, like, towel dress. I don't even know what to call it.
Like,
and
a cover-up?
Yeah, but it looked like it was, like, towel material.
Yeah.
But I thought it was really cute on her.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked Kristen's mini skirt and pink tank top. I thought it was cute.
It looked like a sloppy mess, but I think only because she was so sloppy after.
I'm like, it's cute. And Adrienne's like, it was a mess.
I just have the image of her sitting on that bench with Jeff.
I know. Oh my God.
They head inside, and Kristen calls Talon to invite him to their fiesta that starts at 2:30. Talon asks her why Morgan can't come, and Kristen whispers to Alex to help her come up with an answer because she doesn't know what to say. Kristen first answers, "It's not my house," which is so funny. And then she tells him that Morgan can come, but she can't bring all of her friends. She tells him not to get her in the middle of it, and Alex is in the background telling her, "Morgan can come! Morgan can come!" And then when Talon asks her why, she just gives him a vague, "I'll tell you later."
But, like, why are they suddenly not good with Morgan? Like, yeah. I know they keep saying, like, Morgan can come, but, like, it just seems weird.
Yeah.
They're, like, suddenly not good with Morgan, even though the whole season they were. And I get it. They're, like,
and
not
why
good.
Are they not good with Alex and Taylor? And they Taylor. Just yeah. made up with
yeah.
them.
They just it's were really hanging weird. Out. Yeah. And, like, this is so high school.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I can remember being at a party and having somebody call and be like, "Well, I'm with these people. Can they come?" And we're like, mm-hmm. "No." Like, but why? Like, it's so dumb. Like, sure, the more the merrier. But I just remember that so vividly. Like, even into my 20s, my 20th birthday party, I had a hotel party and bought all this alcohol illegally. And we were all getting shit-faced. And I just remember I told my two best friends, I told them, I made them, like, owner of the party so like they could throw people out if they if they got too rowdy, but they were the only other two people that could throw people out other than me, and they were the only two people who could like tell people they could come. Like they, like that was like my thing. I was like, yeah, so like Ariel and Kelsey are the only ones that can tell you if you can come or not, so you have to ask one of us if you want to bring someone. Like, it was so ridiculous. Like, why yeah. why did it matter? Like, I don't
you're
care.
Like, I'm not sharing my booze.
I know.
I
yeah
worked so hard to get. Okay.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I just went to the store with Ariel's sister and her older sister, and she bought us the alcohol.
Nice.
She can't still get in trouble for this, right?
Yeah.
Just don't name names.
Statute of limitations, right?
Yeah.
I'm 32 now. They can't possibly still care.
I have to mention, in that whole scene, by the way, Alex is next to Kristen on the phone making a margarita mm-hmm. mix on camera, which on Back to the Beach, Kristen said really was them making an alcoholic drink. And I cannot believe MTV let that fly on camera.
I never noticed that. But then it's so funny how that plant was like conveniently located directly in front of the bottle. So yeah. we couldn't see like the label. But when you're pouring it, you could see the top. Like it was obviously like tequila or something.
It's like bright green too.
I was going to say.
Well, it's probably a margarita mix.
Could yeah. you see the actual alcohol or just the margarita mix? Because margarita mix doesn't have anything in it.
Some of them do.
Really?
Uh-huh. At Costco.
Some of them do, I thought the margarita mix was just like the limeade and stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's not just drinking margarita mix, though.
No, it's definitely,
obviously.
Yeah.
I know that, but so. I'm just saying, like, was the like alcohol on it. Camera or, like, just the margarita mix? Because maybe that's how they got away with it.
I think it was the alcohol because the top of the bottle had that, like, plastic, like, filtery looking thing that, you know, liquor bottles have on top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
pretty hilarious, like, noticing that now.
Screwed the pooch on that one, MTV.
Alex comments that it's funny that the two of them, and I can only guess it's Alex and Taylor, had parties that her and Kristen weren't invited to, so she doesn't know why they were surprised that they weren't invited to their fiesta, which, you know, we said this, but let's rewind. A few episodes ago, Alex M and Alex H just made up, and the four of them went to dinner together, so MTV must definitely be playing with timelines here because this does not make any sense at all.
Yeah. Like, what happened?
I didn't even think about the timeline.
Because, like, it doesn't make sense. They're, like, friends. They're not friends. Mm-hmm. Kristen's now good with, or, like, not good with Talon. I don't know. He was kind of weird in this little, like, fiesta scene here. But, and Kristen's hair was really blonde, if you guys noticed.
It was. I will say, it was interesting that it's also kind of the first time that Alex acknowledges that they're being filmed because she says, like, two of the people didn't invite us to parties, but I don't want to say their names. Like, she didn't want to say their name on camera because there was no one else there, which I thought was really funny. I'm like, there's literally no one else there but the camera crew.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of funny because they really don't ever acknowledge the fact that they're being filmed.
No, never.
Yeah, you're right. Then we flip to a scene with Elsie, who we haven't seen for a long time, and her resident pet, Jen Bunny. Jen is there helping her pack for a work trip to San Francisco, where Lauren's going to help out with the trunk show.
Our resident pet.
I did.
It just hit me. I'm sorry. That's funny.
I was waiting for laughs on that one. So
I know. It just hit me. I'm like, you didn't just say pet. Funny. I love that I like got you guys in on this.
Yeah. Oh, I can only see her as the rat now. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have no idea how happy this makes me.
We all have a common dislike for her, so
yes.
We get it.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are my true soulmates.
And given that Lauren isn't in school right now, actually, I take that back. She is in school, right?
Yeah.
She's going to UC Irvine.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, but it is very impressive that she was able to land this fashion internship after only having like half a year of school experience, because let me tell you, when I was looking for internships when I was in school, like I did one after my second year of university, and it was like a free and unpaid internship for the whole summer. Mm-hmm. And that was like really hard to get. I had to like interview. And now looking back, I'm like, I had to interview for an unpaid internship? What the hell? Okay.
I think internships are so awful.
It's like, so messed up.
They're
to not
so
pay.
Awful. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I get it for some professions, I guess. Like, obviously, like, there's externships for, like, medical stuff. And, like, you kind of have to do those. Those are, like, you have to have hands-on experience. And, like, they can't pay you because you're not, like, certified or whatever. But an internship, I think, is just ridiculous.
An unpaid internship,
unpaid,
right?
An unpaid, yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes. I think paid internships are actually quite valuable.
Like, yes, paid. Right. I just think it's so silly to not get paid for the work that you're doing.
Yeah.
Even if it's low.
Exactly, yeah. It's also silly because, like, you don't know when your internship ends. Like, are they going to hire you? Or is it just going to be like, okay, bye. You know? It's crazy.
Yeah.
I will say, I freaking loved Lauren's outfit in this scene.
Me too.
She looks so beachy and cute in her flowy tank top and mini skirt. Mm-hmm. And I just had the thought, like, what I would give to raid Elsie's closet even today. Like, now and then. Like, I would still raid her 2000s closet and her today closet. And I would be the happiest girl alive. Like, if I could just get, like, 5 pieces from each era, you know? I would even start wearing chunky headbands and doing side ponies again. Like I ever stopped.
I know. I was going to say you have that in your closet.
I do.
You told us.
I have many a chunky headband and...
And chunky necklaces.
Well, I really don't do the chunky necklaces as much anymore. But I do have them. I just don't do them as much anymore.
Mm-hmm. I kept mine from years ago because I love them. And they really dress up a plain outfit. Like, they're really good. And I'm like, they're going to come back. So I'm going to keep all of mine because they're going to come back in style.
I have most of my old jewelry too. And now it's in like a dress up box for the girls to play with. So,
aww,
yeah, they love it though. And I'm like, cool, get some use out of that.
Such a good idea.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't throw it away. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I need to have a baby. Pass on my chunky headbands.
Oh gosh.
Too.
Yeah, that's the
And dress them up.
Yeah.
Jen asks if Lauren's going up to see Steven in San Francisco, and Lauren gives him a call. They make plans to hang out when she's in San Francisco, and Jen ends off the scene with asking Lauren, dinner as friends, right? And Lauren gives her a yeah.
Yeah, the flip phones make me laugh in this scene, but they always make me laugh.
Then it's time for the fiesta to start. Friends start arriving at Alex H's house, including Cedric and Jason, and when Jessica catches a glimpse of Jason at the party, she makes a face at her friend Courtney like, oh my gosh, what do I do? And then Talon arrives at the party, but he appears pretty cold and standoffish, and Kristen tells him, you're not very talkative, Talon.
So Jessica does make that face, but she's very mature in saying hi to Cedric and Jason when they come in. and them completely ignoring her is a mood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, hi, guys. And they, like, literally have no reaction to her, nor do they care. And I'm like, oh, that hurts. That hurts. Knife to the gut. Like, that hurts, Jess. You know, you've been there. You just broke up with somebody, like, a couple months ago. And then you're, like, trying to be mature. And they, like, don't even say anything.
Yeah. He could have said hi.
He could have said hi.
Jason's a douche. What'd you expect?
Why is he even there? Like, nobody he wants to hook up with is there, so... Oh, wait, he's already gone through half the grade at this point.
Yeah.
I was going to go, maybe Kristen? No, okay, well.
No, Kristen only liked him before he was terrible, remember? She says that.
So Kristen walks over to Jessica, who is stuffing her face with candy from the party, which is so cute. And Jessica is wearing the cutest hat, by the way. I don't know
I
what
know, I said yeah, that
the style of hat, so but like cute. It's so cute. We'll post it on our Instagram. Yeah, we'll post it on our Instagram so you guys can see it. But if anyone knows what this is called, army hat, let us know because it's yeah, I love it. So I want cute. One.
I know. I literally have Jessica look so cute in that hat. I'd look ridiculous in that hat. Also, I love how absolutely smashed Kristen is right now. Her words of drunk wisdom is so funny.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Let me get to it. So Kristen squeezes herself onto the same chair as Jessica and asks her what's wrong. And Jessica says she's just tired. And Kristen says, you're really upset because Jason's here. And Jessica says, no, no, no. And all the while, by the way, this is the most drunk that Kristen has looked on camera. I feel like she's been drunk before, but she's like done a really good job of hiding it. But like there was no hiding it in this scene.
Jessica's still trying to have a genuine conversation with her. It's like the worst part. Like Jessica's like, trying, Kristen's like, no.
Jessica tries to tell her that she's not upset just because of Jason. And then Kristen says she understands how Jessica feels because she also misses having a boyfriend, Steven, but it's not like she wants to be with him. She just misses what they had. She tells Jessica she shouldn't get mad at herself for that. And then Kristen says the whole reason she wanted Steven after he got with Lauren was because she couldn't have him anymore. But then she had to tell herself, well, wait a minute. Then Jessica perks up and thanks Kristen for this drunk little pep talk, and they stand up, hug, and give a cute little peck on the lips. And here you go. Kristen is such a good friend. At least it appears to be. When you watch this, I'm like, aw, but just you wait, okay?
I said, Kristen is drunk, but she's trying to be a good friend. Like, it's sweet. And the drunk kisses. It made me miss high school parties.
And the drunk, like, her trying to give good advice.
Yeah.
Which Jessica took, but it's just like, go away.
I know. It's like weird to watch. Like, first of all, I think this was the only episode I watched as a teenager where I was like, they're drunk. Like, this was the only episode.
I still didn't clock it.
I still didn't notice.
I did this one for sure. I think it was Kristen. Like, it was just too over the top. And I was like, I think they're drunk. And it was, like, a fiesta, so I was like, they're definitely drinking margaritas, you know? So, I definitely was like, oh, my God, they're underage drinking. How dare they?
I'm boycotting this.
Yeah. I was such a goody-two-shoes in high school, though. Did you guys drink in high school?
No.
I drank, but I told my mom every single time. And I was like, Mom, I'm going to my friend's house. We're going to have drinks here. Can you pick me up after?
That's awesome. Oh, my gosh. I hope that's how my kids are.
I know. I would have never told my parents, but I didn't drink in high school. I didn't have my first sip of alcohol till I was 19.
Same. Me too.
But were you around, like, parties where there was alcohol? Mm-hmm. Oh, and you just didn't drink?
I would leave. When the alcohol came out, I would leave. I was the wet blanket. My dad was an alcoholic. I had never seen it, but he was an alcoholic, and I've been told that my whole life. And I was like, they were always like scare tactic, like it runs in families, like mm-hmm. So I literally thought if I had one sip of alcohol, I would like be a trash alcoholic. So like I was so scared to even like take one sip. And so when the alcohol would come out at parties, I would literally just go home. I would just like call my mom Aww. And be like, I'm done.
Like, time to go.
Yeah. It drove Kelsey crazy because she would like wanted to have fun with me. And I was like, I'm out of here. So
would she have to leave too?
No. She stayed.
Okay.
No, the parties, to be honest, the parties were usually at her house. So she really couldn't leave. And I lived literally within walking distance. Like I could have walked. I always called my mom, but I could have walked home if I really wanted to.
I didn't drink till I was 19 either. Same. But I remember after our senior prom, a bunch of us went back to one of my friends. Her aunt had like a super, like a mansion, like on a lake. And they were like, oh, you guys can come spend the night. So like 10 of us went. And me and my friend who did not drink, there are pictures of us somewhere where we found beer like in their fridge, and we have pictures of us pretending to drink the beer. Like, you know, it's so ridiculous.
Look at us.
We're like, we're so cool, even though we did not open it. So
that's yeah. So funny. And then when you were 19, did you know how to drink? Like,
no,
neither did we.
No.
I remember we got like a bunch of fuzzy navels, like the wine coolers, and we were trying to get drunk on them and couldn't understand why we didn't feel anything. Because there's like
all sugar.
Yeah, there's like no alcohol in it. And I remember just being like, I don't understand. Like, why is this fun?
I think I had Mike's Hard Lemonade was the first thing I tried. Like, of course.
I feel like that's like everyone's first foray into wine coolers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember your first time getting like very drunk?
Like sick?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine was when I was in film school and we would have parties like every Friday, like all of us would get together. And oh gosh, my friend Katie, she's going to be mad that I'm saying this, but I'm going to out her on this.
Hello, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
She bought a giant jug of sangria from Walgreens for like $10. And I got so drunk, and that was the first time I ever was like puking and stuff. And like, I cannot have, like, anytime I have sangria now, I'm just like, oh my God, like, I feel like I'm like tasting it again.
Even now?
I like white sangria now, but it's like the grape, like the really dark purple
the
stuff.
Red, yeah.
Yeah. So it's her fault.
Oh no.
What about you, Adrian? Do you remember your first really drunk time?
Oh my God. Okay. I drank in high school, but like very casual, like nothing serious, even when I went to university. So like when you're 19 in Canada, you're legal to drink. And that's like basically in your first year of university. So I went and I was still like kind of scared because I was in a new environment. So I'm like, I'm not going to get like super drunk. So I'm fine. Second year, it was like my birthday in September. I'm like, you know what? I've got a year of drinking in my belt. I'm like, I can do this. I'm going to have a great birthday party. I'm going to go out to the club. I'm going to go with all of my friends and we're going to have a great time. Of course, everyone wants to buy you drinks on your freaking birthday, which is awesome. Yeah. But also, I am the kind of person that cannot control myself because I will take everything that
you
people
can't say
like,
no.
buys me. Yeah.
And then you're like mixing everything together.
Oh my God.
Oh,
it was
God.
So
I feel
bad.
Sick just thinking about
it.
I remember being like on the upstairs of this club and just getting sick. And, you know, like security guards would come around and like, look like shine a light at people to make sure that they're like okay.
Yeah.
And so every time I saw a security guard come around, I would like sit up straight and I would just like appear fine. And the second that they walked away, I would slump over again and I was like puking in all of like, the empty cups everywhere.
My gosh.
My friend, thankfully, Maggie, got me home.
Shout out to Maggie.
Yeah.
Shout out to Maggie. She got me home. I stole one of those cups because I was like puking in the cab too, I'm pretty sure. And that was like awful. That was awful. That was enough to scare me from like drinking excessively at clubs again because it was just so bad. It's not even like it's fine, embarrassing, but who cares? I can't remember anything. But like, it was just, it's uncomfortable. Like, it is such a bad feeling.
And when you're not like at home or at someone's house and you're like at a club puking, like
that's
even worse.
Worst.
You're like in a public space like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah. I feel sick just thinking about it, but honestly, so when I was 19, I had just started drinking and I like hadn't done very much. We did like fuzzy navels, and then I had this 23-year-old boyfriend that I thought was like so mature of me to have a boyfriend. He was older because he was like established and he had a career. And It was so dumb. He was like a geologist. Yeah. I'm like, he had a party at his house, and there's something to be said about a 23-year-old that's inviting a bunch of 18 and 19-year-olds to his house for a party. But that's true. He had a party at his house, and we played the drinking game King's Cup.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I drank the King's Cup.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
And that's probably still to this day the drunkest I've ever been in my life.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just remember, like, trying to make out with him in, like, the King's Cup circle, and him being like, no, 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 like, this is, like, you know, like, really making out with him, and yeah, I remember I ended up on his bathroom floor that night, puking, and yeah, it was not a good night, but that was probably, like, that was my very first time getting completely trashed, so...
King's Cup, I feel like you could not pay me now to drink, like, the King's Cup. But when you were younger, it was like, oh, I lost. I've got to drink the King's Cup. Gotta do this.
I don't know what was in that thing, but I drank it, and it was foul. I remember it being absolutely foul and just awful. And, like, it's terrible because I don't even remember, like, much after I drank that. Like, it's like, it's like almost a whole blackout.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's that, it's too many alcohols. Don't play King's Cup.
Yes.
Yeah.
Play any other game.
And not just the alcohol now. I cannot even get over the fact that it's like people spit.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's pouring it into this cup.
Oh, I know. Like, yeah. Can you imagine in the COVID era?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Are kids these days still playing King's Cup?
I don't know. That's probably not cool anymore.
Yeah.
If there's any Gen Zers that listen to this, can you let us know what drinking games you play so we could be cool too?
Yeah. Are there any new ones we need to try out?
Because I just remember beer pong and King's Cup. I honestly can't even remember any other drinking games.
We did Flip Cup. That was one.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
And then Never Have I Ever. I feel like we did that a lot.
Never. I feel like they don't play these at all anymore. Do they even get drunk anymore?
Good question.
Okay. Then we see Alex H. running around, shaking maracas, trying to get everyone pumped. But all the guys just sit around kind of looking really lame. And I don't know why people are so... lame at this party. I don't know what was happening, but like Alex and Kristen were really trying to pump everyone up. Like they were trying to get people to stand up and hit the pinatas, and the guys were taking turns like hitting the pinata, but we only see one guy do it before it busts like wide open, and they're cheering and everything, but the guys are just like blah. Alex and Kristen are super wasted at this point because Alex dances down the steps of her patio as Kristen waves to everyone singing Miss America, Miss America. And then she had a lovely burp at the end.
That was so funny.
And yeah, it's so funny because these are like real moments of being drunk, but yeah. It's just so funny we're seeing this on TV.
I know. I love it.
We pan to Alex H., Jessica, and Jeff taking selfies as they make kissy faces into her digital camera. And we've seen Jeff before. He was Alex H.'s winter formal date that she made out with in the limo.
Jeff was really making his rounds on these girls.
Yeah,
like,
he's getting around.
For real. But I will, like, the selfies with the digital camera, like, so cute. So millennial.
So millennial, I know.
And, like, Jeff loving on Jessica. So cute. She deserves it so much.
No.
I know. Because, like, you're only saying that because you know what happens. But if you didn't know what happened, you would think it was super cute.
Okay, I don't know if that's true because I think that, okay, of course Jeff can't help it. But, like, Jeff has a very baby face. Mm-hmm. And he looks so like he's about 12. Okay.
He does. It's so like he's in middle school.
Yeah, he looks like he's in middle school. I don't know if I find this, like, cute.
I think him and Jessica also kind of look like siblings. But, like, they're also just, I don't know, like, it's cute. I don't know. He does look like
it's
he's
cute
about
to
12,
see
though.
Jessica happy. I think that's what, like, you're so happy about.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I hate this next scene, you guys. We see Jessica and Alex talking on the side with some friends, and then we pan to Kristen, who is sitting on a bench biting Jeff's elbow. Then he has his arm around her while Kristen is talking to someone about how she doesn't like Talon.
I don't like Talon. No, yeah. I don't like Talon. I don't like Talon like that.
She is so drunk or like high in this scene. It's so bad. And her eyes aren't like rolling or anything, but like her judgment is out the window. Out the window. And they keep panning back to Jessica and Alex H, who are like staring out into the ocean. And then we pan back to Kristen and Jeff, who are all over each other, kissing each other on the cheek. And then suddenly a freaking lollipop appears and Jeff is holding the lollipop. He gives it to Kristen, then he sucks it himself, and then when it's her turn to take the lollipop, she opens her mouth, but Jeff leans in for a kiss instead, and then they start to make out.
He was really smooth. He was smooth with that kiss, though.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I would have fallen for that shit, too. He was smooth.
I was like, this conniving little man. So he, I feel like, is one of those people that are like, I gotta get with every single girl on the show. First was Alex H in Winter Formal. He knows he's gonna date Jessica, and then now he's gotta like make out with Kristen. I was like, I cannot with this guy. He has got to go. And that move with the lollipop, sure, smooth, whatever, but disgusting. Okay, disgusting.
But I just thought that that was like the most adult makeout scene too. Like they were like, it was so adult. I was like,
yeah.
First of all, if a guy was like sucking on my lollipop in high school, I would have been like, what?
I know. Like,
that is so sexual. I would have been like, I have to go home and take 5 showers. Like, that is too much, my dude.
So Jeff would have continued making out with her, but Kristen actually pulls away and giggles because she clearly knows she like fucked up here. But they continue to kiss and make out while the scene fades. I'm just like, what the fuck was that, you guys?
Yeah.
I was so mad.
I think Kristen was just drunk and he was there.
Yeah. I guess because she was so drunk and her judgment was impaired, when he was the one that like leaned in for the kiss, I was like, get the fuck away from her, okay? Mm-hmm. Your girl is standing like maybe 20 feet away and you are supposed to love her, not Kristen.
But did he like Jessica? Do we know that he had feelings for her? Do we know that?
1,000%, okay? They were doing that kissy face in the camera. Jessica was so excited. She said he was calling her every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then later in the episode, yeah, she actually says all of his friends admit to her that he likes her. So, yeah, he does.
Okay, all right, all right.
He does.
Okay,
and, right. Like, ugh, he's just such a little boy. I can't.
Adrian, your hate for Jeff right now.
Sorry, I know. Adult Adrian hating on, like, teenage Jeff. I just...
Poor Jeff.
I did not like this behavior.
Jeff, if you're out there, we want your story. We want to know about the fiesta.
Jeff, if you're out there, stay home, okay?
Don't come to Adrian's fiesta.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff is not invited to Adrian's fiesta.
No. I know. Will you guys be the gatekeepers at my party?
Yes.
Okay, good. No Jeff.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God. I've never been asked to be a gatekeeper before. I just used to ask people to be my gatekeepers. This is so exciting.
No Jeff.
No Jeff. Jeff is on the do not invite list.
I hope he shows up so we can kick him out, though.
I know. That's really... Cool. First of all, where is your fiesta going to be? Because it's got to be a neutral place where we can all meet.
And invite Jeff.
Yeah.
I mean, not invite him, but, you know.
He'll just show up.
Yeah, he'll just know.
I mean, we did call him out in this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jeff, you have been challenged.
Then we get a wholesome clip of Elsie in San Francisco, who is at her internship. This was a very short scene, but I feel like they did that right after that scene with Kristen and Jeff to just show like the stark difference between the both of them.
Yeah, they're like, and Lauren's doing her job. Great, great. Yeah.
Because literally nothing happened in that scene. It was literally her at her internship. No,
but I did love seeing her in her element.
I know you love her. You love her. We get it. You love her.
Adrian, stop calling me out.
I don't even remember what she did. Elsie just like hanging up clothes, and then Candy's just like, I love her.
Okay, that is not what I said. I said I liked seeing her in her element. God. Next episode, I'm not saying anything about Elsie. Keep my mouth shut.
It'd be an Elsie heavy episode. Okay, let's see.
Wow, Candace really didn't talk much in that episode.
Then we get to Taylor, Morgan, and Alex, who are playing pool at Morgan's house. They talk about the fiesta that they weren't invited to last night and said that the boys called them to tell them that it was lame. Morgan tells them that Kristen and Jeff Boyle hooked up last night, and Alex M. gasps, and Taylor instantly says, what a bitch. And they both say how rude it is because they all know that Jessica likes him. Taylor says, see, no feelings, which I laughed at.
But Taylor isn't wrong, though.
No, she's not wrong. Yet.
No, she's not wrong. Like, oh, no I love feelings. It. I love it. Because you know that no one on, like, Alex, H, and Jessica would never say that. So it's, like, really nice to hear from girls that would actually say something.
Yeah.
Alex asks, wait, was Jessica there? And then they deduce that, of course, she was at the party. And then Taylor tells them that Talon called her last night after the party to tell her about the conversation with Kristen and about how the girls weren't invited. Talon says Kristen said Morgan's allowed to be here. But when he asked, what about the other girls? Kristen says, I'll tell you later. And the girls are not happy about it. In the next scene, we see Alex, Kristen, and Jessica going to lunch the day after the fiesta. All they say is that the party was fun, and Jessica says that after she got over her initial hang-up about Jason, she was fine. Alex H. says that she likes how the party was all boys, and they giggle. She says supposedly Alex and Taylor are really mad that they weren't invited, and Kristen sarcastically says, I'm sorry, but apparently they don't really hang out, so Alex isn't really sure why they'd be mad.
Yeah, guess the makeup dinner is donezo.
I know. Okay, editing.
Yeah.
Kristen says that's why she isn't going to wave rave, because being on a bus with all those people just doesn't sound very appealing to her. And Jessica says, I want to go because Jeff's going.
Okay, but I'm confused as to how Kristen is just sitting there like she didn't fully make out with Jeff 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Queen Bee doesn't have to answer to anything.
Also, Jessica and her hats.
Oh, I was gonna say, yeah. That was another super cute hat, yeah.
Kristen says, you really like Jeff, huh? And Jessica blushes and says, I don't know if I like him or if I just think he's so cute. Which, again, I kind of understand because he has such a baby face, but it's like he's baby cute, not cute cute.
Adrian, that's because we're like 30 and Jeff is like 15. You would not think this if you were a teenager.
You know what? I will agree with that because I did love a baby face back then.
Yes. I've noticed this thing happening to me where like I am so into like daddies on television, like dads, like hot dads.
Oh my God, do you think that's what's happening to us?
Yeah, we're getting old.
Oh my God.
And it's a good thing. It means we're not like, you know,
stuck in some kind of weird attracted to teenagers.
So, but like I'm not into that like thing that I used to be into anymore. Like, ew, it's just
you're
not...
so right though.
I know.
Like, you're so right. No, I used to love this baby face with that like puffy cheeked kind of look.
And the flippy hair.
The flippy hair and this kind of like doe-eyed, but like dumb, like you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now it's weird to see a man with a baby face nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Alex says, you get a big smile on your face every time you talk to him. And the camera pans to Kristen, who looks guilty, okay? But she continues to tease Jessica about how she's blushing, and Jess pulls her hat down to cover her cheeks. And Jessica says she thinks it's a good opportunity for her and Alex to be in the same vicinity and not have Alex want to wring her neck. And oh my God, because do you think that Kristen and Jessica talked about her makeup with Jeff before they filmed? Do you think she apologized before filming this scene? Because I don't know how they got through this scene without that being the topic of conversation.
I don't think she apologized. I think it was just something that happened and they just
moved on. Yeah. She did look so uncomfortable though. Like, rightfully so.
But why even, like, I would not say anything. Like, the fact that she's like, you really like Jeff, huh? I would have said nothing. I would have been silent.
Yeah.
I would have thrown up. I feel like I can't hide, like, when you're feeling so guilty like that, like, you just can't sit there and talk and have a normal conversation.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're Kristen Cavallari.
Now we're in San Fran, and we see Lauren with a huge, chunky necklace over a black t-shirt working at a clothing store. We see Steven walk through the doors, and Lauren runs over and gives him a big hug and a squeal. And this is when I know this is fake MTV stuff, because you would never run and hug and squeal at a friend at your workplace. Okay? Oh, Candace is giving a look. Do you do that?
I'm trying to think if I would or not.
Yeah.
No.
If I was leaving...
At your grown-up workplace?
She's not really that grown up, though.
Okay, but this is like, you know that you're, like, working hard at an internship to impress them.
Adrian, you're, like, really professional and, like...
Oh, my God. She's, like, 19. Oh, my God, you would do this at 19?
I think so. And I, like, wouldn't even have thought twice about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Liz?
I didn't think it was that big of a deal, mostly because they were leaving. I saw it as kind of just like a, my shift is over, I'm excited to see you, bye everybody, sort of thing. So, I don't know. Okay. If they would have started, like, kissing or something, that would have been inappropriate.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Adrian, I feel like you're, like, really...
I'm not openly expressive this way, so I feel like if you even see this, I'm like, oh, God, this is so unprofessional.
Okay. You're, like, very, like... No PDA, like, professional, like,
PDA is for your personal life. It is not going to come into my work life.
You're so funny. yeah, no, I think that you just have a very, like, no-nonsense, like, when I'm being a professional person. And, like, that's fine.
And that's good,
That's amazing. But, like, I am not like that.
Okay, you guys can tell me the flip side when I have these opinions.
No, I love it because, like, your personality comes out so much. And, like, I love it because, like, sometimes I'm like, no.
I know. And then when I say it and I see your faces, I'm like, oh.
I'm like, never mind. That's not really that weird.
Then Lauren and Steven head out, and they are riding in his truck, where Steven reveals that he's not going back to San Francisco after the summer. Instead, him and his brother are moving to LA. Then Lauren says, Steven, senior year, I decided I wanted to go to San Francisco, and you decided you wanted to go to San Francisco. Then I decided to move to LA. Steven, are you following me? Which I thought was so cute.
That was very cute.
She wishes.
Okay. 1 year ago, Lauren wishes. Now Lauren doesn't give an F.
I agree with that.
Maybe.
Candace does it.
Also, I wish that she would have given Steven a hard time about leaving San Francisco, because he gave her such a hard time.
That's true.
And this was only like 6 months later or something.
Well, like, to be fair, Steven really needs to do important things in LA, like be on One Tree Hill.
Like act. Yeah.
So, I mean...
He's got stuff to do,
You know, he says at some point that he, like, never planned to finish, like, his degree or whatever in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why did he give Lauren such a hard time? You're right.
Yeah, that just made me mad.
Because he didn't want to be alone up there, probably.
He wasn't even talking to Lauren at that time.
Okay, I don't know then. I give up.
No, it's One Tree Hill. He had that gig waiting. They then head into a restaurant for dinner, and they're seated at the corner by the window. Then we get shots of them through the window, which means that there would have been producers just outside of the restaurant, like, filming directly through the window. And I don't know why, but the thought of that just makes me laugh, because it's normal to be filmed, like, inside the restaurant, but to have someone just, like, standing right outside next to you while you're eating, like, that's funny.
How awkward.
Yeah, it's so weird.
This whole scene is weird.
Steven asks her how Laguna Beach is, and Lauren says she's never in LB because she has school in Irvine twice a week. Lauren brings up that Kristen's moving to LA too, and Steven says her and Alex have a place together in Marina Del Rey. Lauren asks how they are, and Steven says they're chill, and Lauren says, so you're still close? And Steven does one of those, Then he says, they'll always be close, but I don't know. And then we see Lauren looking down as if she's upset, but I'm pretty sure she did not care, because knowing what happens next, I feel like Lauren is so over Steven at this point, so I really don't think she cares, like, how he feels about Kristen at this point.
Yeah.
Steven recounts how they had their first kiss during one night in senior year. Steven says that she had her hand on the door with a huge sign saying, Steven, come in. And Lauren says, no, we were looking through my yearbook to try to find a guy for me. And Steven says, hey, I knew exactly what you were doing. That was a great pickup. I'll give you that. And then he fist bumps Lauren and she laughs. She says, that was the sweetest first kiss I've ever had. And Steven says, it's always something I wanted to go. And Lauren goes, aw, Steven. And then Steven asks, what do you think would have happened if me and you had a full-on relationship that lasted? And Lauren goes, I don't know. And the conversation is flirty in nature here, but Lauren's vibe is so different. Like, she would have been eating this up in the past, but, like, here she feels like she's just, like, reminiscing about the past.
She's all grown up.
Oh, my God, stop. Stop. She's into somebody else.
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah, because in Valentine's Day, she was still after Steven. Remember, that was so sad when he gave her chocolates or the whatever chocolates, but didn't ask her out for Valentine's Day, and that was like genuine, like she was sad when she found out that he took Kristen out for dinner.
I like to think she's all grown up.
I know you do. We see her and Steven walk back to the car, and Steven says, we get into some funny conversations. Then they walk up and stare at the bridge, and Steven says, what a view, what a view, which I know you guys will hate, so I had to do that.
Yes. I wrote that down. Yeah.
So funny. Steven.
What a view, what a
view. Steven, why? Why can't you just be normal? You're never normal. Like, and just when I think that you're gonna be normal, you say something like this. So
I know it annoys you guys so much, but I think it's kind of cute.
I think it's hilarious, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't it so weird? We all have different versions of what we think is cute. So weird.
That means we'll never fall for the same guy. It's a good thing.
They point out the bridge, and Steven says it leads to the airport where I picked you up, and then the scene ends. So we're really left here thinking, maybe this Steven and Lauren thing can really happen here. I feel like that's what MTV is trying to make us feel.
Yeah. Also, the Journey song, When the Lights Go Down in the City, I love that song so much. And it was so...
It's a good one.
Very fitting for that scene, walking to the city, obviously. But
it's a good one.
I love it.
Next, the gang are at the Wave Rave. And I feel like I can't say that without calling it the Wave Rave. So, excuse me. It's in San Diego. And Liz, as a resident of San Diego, have you ever gone to the Wave Rave?
Before Liz tells us about the Wave Rave, why did they travel to San Diego for a fake wave when they live in Laguna Beach? For free.
Also, the Wave Rave is on a beach also, so there's like the ocean right there.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, it's
like,
weird.
What do you call this? Is this a sport? I'm like, indoor surfing, but they're not indoors, they're outdoors.
No, they're outside, yeah. So it's funny, this place was actually called the Wave House, so I don't know why on the show they say Wave Rave. There's even a point where somebody's on the wave and you can see that it says Wave House in the background, so I don't know why they changed it, but anyways, yes, I've been there many times. It's not open anymore. It closed down in like 2016, I want to say.
Aww.
But yeah, when I first moved here and I was, 19, 20 years old, it's in Mission Beach, which is, it's like a really cool like boardwalk area. So there's like a roller coaster and there's like carnival games and stuff like that. And then they had this wave house thing with the giant wave and a big restaurant. And so me and Katie, we would go to the beach quite a bit there and like do bonfires and stuff like that. But yeah, we lots of times would eat at that restaurant and just sit there and watch people fall on the wave. And it was like the funniest thing. So it was really good people watching. But I don't know why they do this. Like, you know, what is the point? I have no clue.
Consistent waves? I have no idea, man.
I was like so angry about this trip. Why? You live in Laguna Beach. You can literally walk outside of your house, hop on a surfboard. There you are.
Yeah, this seems like it would be more for people who don't live by a beach. Correct. And don't have access to the water. Correct. I know they have these on cruise ships. I know that.
But
so,
isn't the wave kind of like bad sometimes? Like you don't know how the tide mm-hmm. or the water or whatever is going to be. So this is like a consistent
wave. That's true.
Wave.
It's the same wave every time.
Yeah.
That's true.
It was something to do for high school kids. Yeah. Who knows? We get clips of Cedric, Talon, and Jeff riding the wave, and Alex, Morgan, Taylor, and Jess are cheering on the side. And when Jeff gets on the wave, Jessica says, "He's so cute." Back at Laguna, Alex and Kristen are getting their nails done at the salon. Alex asks her if you're sad because you didn't go to the wave, and they both laugh. They say Jessica isn't amped to surf, but that she'll get to hang out with Alex and that she'll get to see Jeff. Then Kristen asks if she thinks she's mad that she kissed Jeff. And Alex says she probably isn't mad, but she's just like, damn. And Kristen says, "It's not like I like Jeff, you know?" And I said, God, the enabling here. They really just like let her walk all over the place like she is Queen Bee. And I mean, it is who she is, but at least make her feel bad for it.
She does kind of try to tell her it's kind of shady, but like doesn't really follow through.
No.
No.
Kristen does say, though, she wouldn't tell me if she was mad. So, like, she knows.
Yeah.
And Alex looks at her and says, no, she wouldn't. And she would act like she didn't care, even though she really does. And Kristen's like, yeah, but she's really thinking, fuck you, bitch. Which I thought was funny. She says she just wasn't thinking straight. And there happened to be something right there. Alex says Jessica's the kind of girl that will do anything for a guy. And Kristen says, that's not good. When I watched this show back in the day again, told you guys how much I was team Kristen, and they really painted Kristen as this like confident girl who was the life of the party, but she was also like a really loyal friend when her friends needed her. But when we got to this episode, my image of her totally shattered. So I was so upset when I watched this episode.
Aww.
Poor Adrian.
Because I loved her. Yeah. Kristen was like they really like painted her to be like the best person, I feel like.
Yeah.
In the next scene, we see Jessica telling the girls, "I want Jeff so bad, oh my God." And the girls say that they think he likes her too. And Jessica says, "Really, you think?" And then starts to smile. Morgan asks, "Do Kristen and Alex still hook up with him?" And Jessica's face is like, "What the fuck?" They ask her if she's pissed off that Kristen hooked up with Jeff at the fiesta, and Jessica says, it's like Kristen too, who's like 20 times prettier than me, 20 times better than me, so I'm like, this sucks so bad.
It makes me so sad.
I know.
Like, that's not true, for one.
No.
Like,
I know.
You're gorgeous, you have great qualities too, like, don't, like, but I get it. It's must be really hard to be friends with somebody like Kristen, and I've said that before, but I just feel bad for her in the scene.
But yeah, I feel bad for her, but thank gosh these girls are like, no, 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 no. Taylor says, Jessica, that's not true. Not only are you pretty on the outside, but you're gorgeous on the inside, and that's something she's lacking. Love, Taylor.
I loved how Alex M. and Taylor were being better friends to Jessica than, like, Kristen and Alex H. have been in, like, a while, it feels like.
Yeah.
And that Alex M. and Jessica are just, like, totally cool with each other now. Like,
they're both over Jason.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. He was the problem. Then we pan back to Kristen and Alex at the nail salon talking shit about the wave rave and the girls. Then back at the wave rave, Jessica tells the group she doesn't want to call Kristen today, and we see Jeff saying, "You mad at her or something?" And Jessica says, "I just know she'll give me shit for coming down here." And Jeff asks why, and Jessica says, "'Cause it's Kristen." And Jeff has the balls to say, "She's an idiot." God, I hate this guy.
But how sad is it, and how telling of Jessica's relationship with Kristen, that Kristen's going to give her shit for going somewhere where she thought she was going to have a good time and be with other friends, and Kristen was going to make her feel like shit about it.
Very. But you know what's one good thing, I feel like, is that she actually says this out loud.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like if you're feeling like the, what's the word, like, down one in the relationship. I don't know how you say that. Like, in the friendship, mm-hmm. you maybe would, like, internalize that and, like, keep that all inside because you're embarrassed or whatever for feeling that way. But, like, yeah. it's good that she's, like, saying it out loud because she, like, wants people to see Kristen for who she is in this relationship.
Yeah.
Taylor asks, why would she give you shit? And Jessica says it's because Kristen assumes since she didn't want to go that they all wouldn't want to go, and that's annoying. Taylor says that based on how much Kristen disliked her, that you would actually think she did something to her, and Jessica agrees. Taylor says she has never met someone who has so much fun hating people. Then the last scene is Jessica and Jeff walking down the beach chatting, and I wrote, it actually looks like they're back in Laguna Beach and not at the Wave Rave, but Liz, you said it's literally next to a beach, so it really could have yeah. been
it's on the at beach. The Wave Rave. I think it's Mission Beach, yeah.
I was like, that's so bizarre. They were just at the Wave yeah. Rave.
It's literally like the Wave Rave, and then there's like a little sidewalk, and then there's the ocean. So,
oh gosh.
I think that Jessica and Jeff are so cute.
Oh my God. Even after what happened, though, we're at the end of the episode.
I think Jeff's a douchebag, but I still think that they're cute.
Ew. Okay. Favorite outfits, guys.
Okay, so I wrote down Kristen's pink tank top and miniskirt at the Fiesta, but I'm I'm changing my mind because I forgot about that Lauren outfit with the flowy top and the miniskirt yeah. and that.
When she's packing?
Yes. Yeah.
That was actually the one I wrote down, too, was her packing outfit.
Yeah, she was so put together.
I wrote Alex H's green, like, towel dress because I thought that was cute, but also Lauren's outfit when Steven was picking her up. I really like that, like, chunky necklace black t-shirt look, so.
Lauren's outfits are always on point.
I know. Yes. She wins yep. all the time for her favorite outfits. And she appears for, like, 2 minutes, I swear.
I know.
Yeah.
She really isn't in much of, like, the middle of the season, and that's why I feel like the end of this season feels so, like, random.
Feels like a different show or, like, a different season yeah. almost. Yeah. It's crazy.
How about your favorite moment?
The Jessica and Jeff moments.
Stop. Oh, no. What moment, Candace? You mean like when Kristen and Jeff made out on that bench?
No.
And Jessica was on the side looking at them?
No. All the other ones. No, I don't really like this episode. So, like, I wasn't, like, that was it. That was the only thing that I could think of. Like, this is probably the worst episode of the whole season.
Yeah, I just kept writing in my notes all over, I hate this episode. God, I hate this episode. Because my perfect image of Kristen was shattered. And that's why I hated this episode.
So you don't have a favorite moment?
I will give it to don't hate the game, hate the player.
I said my favorite was when they go to the Wave Rave just because it brings back fun memories. And it's cool to see stuff that I've, like, local stuff like that on the show. So
yeah.
But yeah, this isn't a great episode.
No.
Okay, it was super dramatic, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just hate what happened. Kristen was perfect. Until this.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
And Jeff ruined it.
It's all Jeff's fault.
Ew. Yeah.
Adrian.
Get out of here, Jeff. You're not invited.
Yeah. No, come to my party so that Liz and Candace can kick you out.
So we can kick you out, yeah.
Poor Jeff. He probably listens to the podcast. He's going to be so sad.
Thank you so much for listening to our season 2 recap of Laguna Beach. You can follow us on our Instagram at MillennialTV, that's Millennial TEAV on Instagram, and on Reddit. And if you have any suggestions for our podcast, you can also send us an email at MillennialTV@gmail.com. Again, that's Millennial TEAV@gmail.com. Also, give us a follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts to get notified when we release our episodes every Tuesday. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.